There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
World Cup countdown is on. Now's the time. Get your copy of the World Cup betting guide. Nigel Seeley breaks down all eight groups, predictions for every group with our experts, awards. And the only way to get the guides to become a VSiN Pro subscriber, sign up now for just $99 and get access for everything we do all the way through the Super Bowl. And also check out the World Cup betting preview show on YouTube, VSiN.com/subscribe.
We shall begin this hour talking college football as Andy Staples joins the program, covers the sport for The Athletic, and you can also catch his podcast. It's called The Andy Staples Show. Plus, I've been told that he craves good barbecue every second that he's awake. Andy, thanks for the time today. How are you?
That is true. I am craving it as we speak, and it's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
What you guys have done over the years at The Athletic with the Heisman straw poll, I think has been a pretty, eventually, as we get closer to the actual award and the ceremony, it's a pretty good indicator of what you can expect to happen. And this year, again, it's a great race. But right now, C.J. Stroud is the leader. But I have to tell you, he's only a point up on a new serious contender here, Andy, and that is North Carolina quarterback Drake May. And also, May has more first-place votes in the straw poll. Can you tell everybody what like this straw poll consists of and if this May hype is actually potentially real?
Well, it's all the college football writers at The Athletic and editors as well. And a lot of us are actual Heisman voters, but we all follow the sport very closely and probably more closely than the average Heisman voter does. But it is a pretty good cross-section because we all live all over the country. We cover, we have beat writers who cover different teams, and we have national writers. So it's a good cross-section, kind of a good representation of what the actual Heisman electorate looks like. So we usually get pretty close as the season moves on. It's pretty weird at first. Like those first few weeks, you see some odd names pop out, but as the season goes on, it becomes a little more, accurate. And, mm-hmm. I think the year that the Kyler, now I wasn't working at The Athletic yet when this happened, but like the year that Kyler Murray won, remember it was Tua. Mm-hmm. And their little straw poll kind of noted when it turned, like when it really became clear that Kyler was a serious contender. And it's, you know, last year was a little bit easier because Bryce sort of at the end of the Auburn game and the SEC championship game, that's when he kind of ran away with it. But this is with Drake May, he's been consistently one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And I think people are figuring out, like, he's the reason North Carolina is sitting there at 11-1. And his numbers are very similar to C.J. Stroud, but he doesn't have anywhere near the talent around him that C.J. Stroud does. And he also is under pressure to basically score every time they touch the ball because their defense has been so bad.
Good point.
And he leads them in rushing. So there's that factor too. So like he's completing 70% of his passes. He leads the nation with 34 touchdown passes. He's averaging 9.5 yards per attempt. So basically, I mean, his numbers track very well against C.J. Stroud from a passing standpoint. But then you add the rushing total to it too. He's a much more dynamic player. Like if you add, just look at it this way. If you were to put Drake May on Ohio State's offense, would Ohio State be better or worse? They'd be better. If you put C.J. Stroud in North Carolina's offense, would North Carolina be 11-1? Maybe, maybe not.
Interesting. Way back, sitting there in fifth is Williams with USC. He's put up great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If they look at the gauntlet, he's coming up, though. Here, you're going UCLA, Notre Dame, and then the Pac-12 title game. What do you think if Williams and USC can win out here?
I think Caleb Williams will surge into the Heisman race if they win against UCLA this weekend and Notre Dame next weekend, because everybody's going to be watching that UCLA game because there's playoff implications there. If USC loses, they're out of the playoff hunt, and obviously both teams still in the hunt for the Pac-12 title. The following week, you got Notre Dame. If USC beats UCLA and is still in the national title hunt, everybody's going to watch USC-Notre Dame. So it's going to be the nation's chance to really get a good look at Caleb Williams. And if he keeps doing what he's been doing all year, the nation is going to be very impressed with Caleb Williams because he's really good. Like, I do a draft podcast also at The Athletic called Prospects to Pros with our draft guru, Dane Brugler. And Dane says that Drake May and Caleb Williams, like, if they were eligible for this year's draft, would be QB1 and QB2 in some order. And they will be in the 2024 draft.
My God.
Wow, that is awesome.
That is. That is. You've covered the sport for over 20 years. Where does Jim Mora coaching job this year at UConn rank?
It is up there. It is. When he took that job, I was like, boy, I don't know if he knows what he's in for.
Yeah, right?
He must want to get back in the game real bad because that's a tough, tough job.
Yep.
But it's incredible what he's done. And you know, that Liberty team they beat is really good. The only loss Liberty had going into that game was a 1-point loss to Wake Forest. I mean, they'd just gone and beaten Arkansas. And so it's pretty amazing what Jim Mora has been able to do in a very short time. Now, I thought he's a pretty good coach at UCLA. They always had pretty good players. They had a really good eye for talent. They just never could quite get over the hump. But what he's doing at UConn is pretty amazing. And I don't know if that necessarily means that somebody else says, oh, well, this is a great job, we're going to snap you up, Jim, or if he's going to be there a little while and actually turn that program back into something respectable. Because remember, under Randy Edsall, they were pretty good in the Big East. They actually won the Big East one year. But they've fallen on really hard times. And I'm just – I can't believe we're sitting here talking about a bowl-eligible UConn.
It is an amazing story, no doubt about it. Your reaction to the rankings last night and what you think is the worst-case scenario for the committee?
I don't think I'm very surprised by anything. You know, I expected Tennessee to be ahead of USC, and I still think if it's a 12-1 USC versus an 11-1 Tennessee, that they're probably going to pick Tennessee. Mm. And it's one of those things that people say, well, what about this? What about this? And I always come back to what will USC's best wins be? And their best wins are going to be UCLA, Notre Dame, and then whoever they play in the Pac-12 championship game, which would be nice. But Tennessee's got Alabama and a 27-point win at LSU, which is probably nicer. And it's funny because the committee members will say they don't worry about lines, point spreads, but we know based on how they rank teams and how they, you know, like they had Texas way up there last week before they lost to TCU. they've had Notre Dame up there more than, say, the AP poll and the coaches poll, in spite of how many losses they have. That tells me you're looking at advanced predictive rankings like SP Plus or FPI. And you know what those things are? They're basically point spread predictors.
Yeah, power ratings.
If you were going to predict a point spread for a neutral site Tennessee-USC game, you'd have Tennessee favored. And that's why they'll pick Tennessee, because they're going to go, this team's better. Now, I have a way. I think they should do this when they don't know who four is, when they're trying to decide between four and five. Mm-hmm. You rent a windowless van, and you kidnap the coach of the number one team. You put a bag over his head, you take him to an undisclosed location. And then you shoot him up with some sort of truth serum, and you say, who would you least like to play? And so, in this case, you'd be kidnapping Kirby Smart, and you'd be saying, Kirby, would you rather play USC or Tennessee? Kirby's going to tell you he'd rather play USC, so the answer is Tennessee.
I love that scenario. We're going to need to make that happen for sure. That'd be great. And we can televise it, too. Okay, so what about a one-loss Michigan? Because if they do, even if it's a close game, and we don't get chaos, right? So if, like, TCU wins, Tennessee wins out, Georgia beats LSU, USC wins the Pac-12. If Michigan loses a close game, they're not going to have a lot of meat on their bone. So I don't think you can make a case at that point for a one-loss Michigan.
No, but here's the more interesting scenario from the Big Ten. What if Michigan wins a close game and Ohio State is sitting there? Because you know who doesn't want to be compared to Ohio State is, like, I don't know, a 12-1 ACC champ with a loss to Ohio State or with a loss to Notre Dame. USC, if their Notre Dame win is not as impressive as Ohio State's Notre Dame win, I think that is the more interesting scenario, because Ohio State is the one with some stuff happening that if they lost that game, maybe they could slip in at four. And there's a scenario where you have an all SEC Big Ten playoff, which it's kind of amazing we've never gotten one of those.
Yeah.
Given how those are the two kind of real power leagues, they're the ones with all the money. That, I think, is the scenario. I don't think if Ohio State beats Michigan, I don't think Michigan has enough to get back in without just massive chaos. But if Michigan were to just edge Ohio State, let's say it's a controversial call, and we're like, well, we don't know. Ohio State might still actually be better, but they kind of got screwed. Like, I can see Ohio State flipping in there.
90 seconds. When you come to town, there's a steakhouse here called Barry's. They have a 24-ounce bone-in ribeye and a 46-ounce tomahawk ribeye. Can we buy you dinner?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Two of the tomahawks, please. That'll be great.
Dad, I got to see you in action.
We'll call in advance.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Andy. We appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Well done. Excellent. 46-ounce tomahawk ribeye.
Take two.
Ready for that?
Utah. Give me Utah.
Two. Utah, too.
Give me two of those.
I don't have a problem. I wouldn't have a problem if it's Ohio State, Michigan, Tennessee, and Georgia.
That could happen.
I don't have a problem. I don't.
By the way, you can follow him on Twitter. Yep. He's at Andy_Staples, and the name of his podcast is The Andy Staples Show. That was awesome stuff on the Heisman Trophy, by the way.
Oh, my God. I mean, you run out right now and bet me. And Williams. Now, that I don't think USC runs the table,
though.
But there's definitely a path, because their defense is so bad. They're going to have to outscore people.
Yep. We'll get into look-ahead lines of Thanksgiving week in the NFL. What do you make? Buffalo at Detroit. And if you're still alive and survivor, plenty of good options on the board. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace up your cleats, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, latest odds, lines, and boosts, your go-to for any soccer-related content. Check out the Bet Rivers Special World Cup promotions, the futures, the insurance bets. Bet Rivers Sportsbook calling all soccer fans for the World Cup. BetRivers.com, download the app to get in all the match day action. It's a whole new game. And I did a little deep dive into all the props yesterday. Oh, my God. Will all 32 teams score? That's available.
Oh, some of the props are available for the World Cup betting. How about 164.5 goals, I think, scored in the entire thing?
Yes.
That's one of them.
Will a player score seven? Will a team?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much. It's incredible, the creativity.
Yeah. By the way, side note, next week, starting next week, is this official? I think we're going to have Nigel Seeley on the show every single day live from the Cup.
Have to run them into the ground. How many shows can say, let's go live to Qatar and go to
where we have a soccer betting expert trying to make you some money early on in the morning?
Right. It'd be great.
Oh, boy.
All the action. Yep.
What is your level of excitement for when we get to like the week before Thanksgiving every single year? Man, you can see it on the horizon. Come on. Bring it to me.
I have the order placed.
Do you?
Can't wait. The turkey, the stuffing, the mac and cheese, crab stuffing, the ham, the rolls. Did I say mashed? Got the mashed.
You can double up. I don't care.
Yep. Gravy, very important. Gravy's a big key to this.
The gravy and the stuffing, to me, the key to the entire day.
I love stuffing.
It is.
My mom made great stuffing. Yeah, bad stuffing. Stuffing sets the tone. Absolutely it does. Stuffing's a big part of the meal.
It's the number one holiday with a bullet.
Just too bad I'm not Italian, because you got the pregame. You know, Vinny Meatballs, Michael Lombardi.
Order a pizza.
Order a pizza.
It'll scratch that itch for
you. What, no ziti? Come on. You got to have, ready to go. And then the schedule that we have as well, 4 World Cup matches. And we start with the big boy, Bills at Detroit.
What do you think of the number? Bills are laying 10.
Yeah. Been all over the place, right? They will go up and down the field. Can you imagine what they're going to do to this Detroit defense? See what's transpired against what they did against Fields.
I want a total on the game.
Yeah, right. Right. I get you. What do you make?
They have totals up?
I got it.
Okay. Wow.
Hold on.
But they're laying
processing.
10 in game one.
Mm-hmm. They got to get right. Allen's got to get right here. Well, he's got to get right Sunday. But they got to get this thing back on track, right? These last two losses here, unacceptable. And for them to be the sixth seed, you know, the silly turnovers. Well, they should have beat the Jets. They obviously should have won last week. He has to do a better job. What do you make the total?
Minimum 51.5.
What? That's what it is. Great call.
Is that what it is?
That's right under. Yep. Yeah, they nailed it.
They could lose this week to the Browns, as dumb as it might sound.
Well, if you get a blizzard, yeah.
Of course you could.
Absolutely.
Chubb could go nuts and have 180 yards.
Yeah.
The other two games that we have on Thanksgiving, Giants at the Cowboys, Dallas are laying 7. Dallas is laying 7.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's a big number.
Dak is also rusty. Dak has not played well. And I'm concerned about this defense now. What happened in the Chicago game? What happened against Rodgers? Green Bay's offense was pathetic coming into that.
Yeah.
You can't blow a 14-point lead late and score 28 points on the road. You know, Prescott was a reason with the turnovers. But you can't score 28 points on the road and lose to Green Bay like that.
I think maybe the Chicago game might get a pass. The defense, they scored 49 points. They're up big pretty much the entire way. Fields is running around like a maniac. You know what I'm saying? Tearing the defense apart. So I think maybe they get a pass on that one. Patriots at the Vikings in the late game. You got to lay the hook now. Patriots are 3.5. Vikings are 3. God, Mitch, come on. Vikings are 3.5 in the game.
Yeah. I don't want the Patriots.
Oh. You don't want the Patriots?
No, I want the Vikings.
Playing in all these one-score games.
Short week? Travel? No.
No, I don't.
I know it's Belichick, but again, I have to see Mac Jones at least be competent. I mean, Mac Jones has got to play. Mac Jones has been terrible this year. Terrible. They're winning in spite of him. So, until that happens, and I don't trust New England's defense.
That's going
to
be...
They're playing a lot better. But you also have to factor in, you know, it was Wilson, it was Detroit. You know, look, they shut down Brissett. I think Jackson threw all over him. I think Cousins will eat. They'll have the pregame turkey, then they'll eat against New England's defense.
Cousins deserves a lot of credit this year.
Yeah.
So does Kevin O'Connell, which, by the way, we will get into the updated Coach of the Year odds coming up in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. What a move on that in that market after this previous week. But that's going to be primetime Thanksgiving Cousins against Belichick.
Well, yeah, the primetime angle, yep.
Okay, now this is going, yep. You have some popular plays next week in Survivor Pools. This one is Exhibit A. Texans play against the Dolphins. Miami's laying 9.5. That's in Miami.
If you have them available, you have to use them.
There's no doubt you have to use them.
Yep.
And by the way, you at this point of this game, you need to be like, I can sleep well if I lose.
Right.
Because it's
Texans' worst team in the league.
Yeah. How where are the Texans going to make the Dolphins punt one time?
Now the Tech, yeah. And will the Texans score, even though Miami's defense has been off?
Yep.
Yep.
Broncos are 2.5 at the Panthers.
Oh, wow.
I can't. There's you want to, on the road, with the way the NFL is going this year, do you want to lay 2.5 with the Broncos on the road?
No.
Neither do I.
I will lay 4 with Baltimore at Jacksonville, though. Come on with that line. It's the power rating. You're getting people back. They're healthy. They go into Tampa and win?
Jacksonville off the bye?
I don't care. Come on. That's too cheap.
On the road?
I'm not saying Survivor. No. Baltimore should win that game by 10.
The Falcons are playing at the Commanders, and Washington is laying a field goal. They're 3 at home. I don't think the Falcons are... That's going to have to be a Mariota game where he's throwing the ball in the air because it's pretty difficult to run on the Commanders' front.
You're getting Chase Young back?
Yeah.
Nah. Their defense is playing well. Nah. I'd see Washington there again.
I think I would actually lay the points with Washington there. Bengals are, is that right? The Bengals are 2 at the Titans?
Wow. Good game. Ooh.
Well, give me the home dog.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's my initial reaction to that one. Bears are at the Jets. Jets are 3.5?
Still no respect for the Jets. Yep, right. The Jets also have Detroit at home later in the season. That was that was the same spread, too. I think it was 3 lower. So...
Okay, so, but what am I missing here?
Boy, that's low.
That's exactly my thought. How are the Bears own? They're getting 3.5?
Fields has been great, but they can't stop anybody.
No, that's too short of a number there.
Yep, I'm with you.
Other games that we have. The Seahawks are laying 3 against the Raiders. That's, again, Seahawks or pass.
Yep.
The Seahawks will be off of a bye. The Raiders are one of the bottom feeders of the league this year. That would have to be Seattle -3, in my opinion. The Chargers are 2.5 at Arizona.
Good late game. Intriguing late game. Chargers are pass.
Yeah. KC 10 at home to the Rams.
Okay.
I don't like laying double digits in the NFL. I think I've done it one time this year. And by the way, the team that I bet on, laying double digits, lost by 3 touchdowns. I would maybe, I'm looking at a lot of favorites next week. Maybe the Chiefs -10. The Rams are going to have to score points against the Chiefs, and how is that going to happen? The 49ers are 8.5 against the Saints.
Doesn't that get out of control? Saints, number one, worst turnover margin. Number 2 in turnovers. Yes. Yes, that could get out of control.
Eagles are down to 6 against Green Bay.
Yep. And it's look at the Colt line now. it's under a touchdown now.
Yeah.
It was 11.5 a week ago.
It's unfortunate because I wanted to take the Colts in the contest this week, but that might be getting a little bit too low by the time they post the numbers. Do you think Green Bay today is worth a play to make the playoffs? They're around plus 320.
No. No way.
In the NFC, they're not?
No way. Schedule's too difficult. I think they win tomorrow, but then at Philly, at Chicago, at Miami on Thanksgiving, Minnesota, no way.
No way.
No. Can't do it.
They're up.
So what? They played well for one game. You know, they did a good job.
Well, no, this is more of, you know, there will be some teams in the NFC that you really don't trust that are going to, that they could surpass in the standings and overall seeding.
Remember, they lost to Washington. They lose that tiebreaker. They lose a lot of tiebreakers.
Here's the thing.
And Washington has an easy schedule.
Their updated win total is 7.5.
Oh, wow.
I think if you like the Packers to go on a run, you maybe avoid the plus 320, that juicy price, and you go over 7.5 with the win total instead. And Indy is 3 against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, too bad that's on Monday night.
But I know.
That seems low.
And Jeff Saturday is now one of the most popular bets at certain sportsbooks to win the Coach of the Year. I noticed that last night here at Circa, where we broadcast from every day, he's 200-1.
Well, good job putting that up.
I like it,
That's the other thing, but that's... And I know... Sherapan made a good point about, well, the other guys have no chance, though, because the tweet was, Saturday has received more money to win Coach of the Year at MGM than Stefanski, McVay, Lovie Smith, Kingsbury, Bowles, and Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
The Vrabel surprises me. I mean, I know he won it last year, but that's what they've had to deal with and winning games with Willis and keeping it close.
Right.
But those other guys have no chance. They've all been disappointing seasons. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Sure. Let's follow the money here on VSiN. The Sports Betting Network. Up next, betting quarters and halves get lost in the NBA during the football season. Now with our next guest, Joe Osborne tracks the numbers all year long from Vegas Insider. I've been telling you about Memphis in the first quarter. I can't wait to hear what else he's going to throw on top of that coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering in more than 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at vsin.com/horses. Sign up now.
This is always a fun segment. Joe Osborne joins the program now with Vegas Insider. He keeps track of all these angles in the NBA and the NFL, quarters, halves, second half stuff. Joe, it's good to talk to you again. How you been?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. Good times, busy times, but it's a great time of year for us sports bettors, right?
It is. It is. So I can't wait to hear this. The nugget that you have on the New York Giants, the football Giants, I'm open. I want to go in fresh. Do tell.
Yeah, guys, never mind investing in any of these crypto scams or anything. Just invest in Giants home unders. Check this team out. Over their last 17 games at home, the under is 15-1-1. And they're absolutely just flying under these totals, like no sweat on a lot of them. 13 of those 17 games failed to cross 40 points. So not even close. You know, on Sunday, they're going to host the Lions. The Lions a bit up and down in terms of scoring, but twice already this season, they've been held to under 7 points on the road, total of 46.5 in this one. And the Giants are really being held back by an offense that has no big play ability whatsoever. Just 12 passing plays of 20 plus yards on the season, easily last in the NFL. So we'll see how Jared Goff makes out in the cold in East Rutherford on Sunday afternoon.
How about some other NFL trends you have this week and some other tidbits you want to share in general with the NFL?
Oh, man, one I've been pounding all season, the Broncos under. The Broncos are the perfect under team. If, you know, I match made in under heaven, whenever the Broncos are playing. So check them out this season. They're averaging the fewest points per game, but they're also allowing the fewest points per game. They're historically awful in the red zone here, guys. Mm-hmm. Just brutal. They're only scoring a touchdown on 20% of red zone trips. Now, to put into perspective how awful that is, the Giants were the worst team in the red zone last season at 44.7%. Broncos at 20%.
Wow.
This season, and conveniently enough, the Broncos are the best red zone defense by a wide margin. So how has this worked out for them? Well, since the start of last season, Denver has gone under in 20 of 26 games. This includes 8 of 9 this season. Average combined score in their games this season, just 31.2. So they got the Raiders at home here on Sunday. So, yeah, I will absolutely pound that once again.
Okay, very good. Great information. Yeah, full marks to you. You've been tracking this for several years. With NBA quarters. And as I said earlier, I wish we had someone on staff that did. You do a great job with this. But how about these odd NBA quarters and some great streaks here?
Yeah, the one that stands out to me the most as a team to fade, the Detroit Pistons. Absolutely awful to start basketball games so far this season. 2-13 against the spread in the first quarter of their games. This includes 1-7 at home, a minus 4.9 point differential in the first quarter of their game. So they're just an automatic fade in the first quarter if you can get a decent number there. The Grizzlies stand out as a good team to back in the first quarter of their games, 11-4 against the spread in the opening frame. They took care of business last night. Now, you take a look at the first quarter over-unders. Bit of a surprise, the Nets have been a great under team this season, whether it be in the first quarter or overall. 10-4 to the first quarter under, 6-1 at home. Bit surprising. They come out really slow. They do play at a slow pace, but they're 29th in first quarter points so far this season. So keep an eye on that. Also keep an eye on the opposing teams, the under on their team total when they're playing against Brooklyn. They've really turned it around defensively since they sent Steve Nash packing. And a bit of a weirdo one here. I don't think that there's a lot of people targeting third quarter spreads, you know, and they're doing their research, they're handicapping for the day.
Right.
But the Chicago Bulls, 12-2 against the spread in the third quarter. Now, those bets are a bit risky because you're going in a bit blind. You never know what could happen with an injury or something like that. But the Bulls just absolutely flying. And a team to fade in the third quarter, or fade whenever you want, in probably almost any situation, the LA Lakers, 3-10 against the spread in the third quarter. So they come out really slow after the break. So yeah, a couple spots standing out early on this season.
See, Joe, I love that stuff going into games, but also for, you know, live wagering. There was this run the Warriors were on for, that must have been, I don't know, 2-3 year stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were obviously, you know, the highest power rated team in the league, but it was Steve Kerr. So those are the adjustments after halftime that ties into coaching, and then they come out and they make those adjustments. And when you're pounding teams like it's more than just a trend. It's something to absolutely keep your eye on and maybe add to your portfolio when it comes to betting. Donovan's a good coach in the NBA, and the adjustments so far at halftime then tell me that this guy and the team, they really, really get it.
Yeah, that Warriors one was insane. It's one everyone knew.
Yep.
Everyone was just blind betting it. You go on Twitter during like a high-profile playoff game, and well, it's time to bet the Warriors third quarter. And they come out, and they outscore the opponent by 10 points.
Yep.
It was like automatic game after game after game. And, you know, it's one of these things with these, you know, first quarter, first half, third quarter. You see these wild runs in terms of trends that you don't necessarily see with the full game trends, with the overs and the unders. So absolutely, you know, if you're betting the NBA on a daily basis, worth keeping these on your radar for sure.
That's an excellent point, just like hockey as well, with some of this under-the-radar stuff. Joe Osborne, our guest, VegasInsider.com. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Follow Joe on Twitter. Any plays you like tonight?
Yeah, a few on my radar here, guys. Not big games by any means, but I like the Pacers. +2.5 in Charlotte taking on the Hornets there. You know, Charlotte in contention for the worst team in the league early on. The Rockets and Pistons might have something to say about that. But you take a look at Charlotte here. 6 double-digit losses already on the season. Just 1-5 at home. Pacers on an absolute tear right now against the spread. 7-0 against the spread. Some outright wins over quality teams in Toronto, New Orleans, Miami, and Brooklyn. And the Pacers much better in a lot of key stats, most notably on offense. A pretty big gap between these teams. Ninth versus dead last in the EFG shooting percentage. So you can get the Pacers as an underdog in that spot. Absolutely. I'll take a shot. And, of course, I got to weigh in on probably the game of the night. I'm sure a lot of your guests will be touching on this one today. Of course, the big Buffalo Sabres-Ottawa Senators game going down in Ottawa tonight. Thankfully, you guys got that. Yeah, I think the Sabres here, as an underdog, absolutely worth a shot. I saw them plus 150 at DraftKings this morning. Now, a lot of people think the second game of a back-to-back, regardless of the sport, people talk about that like it's an automatic death sentence. It is not. Some teams thrive in this situation, right? So that's a spot the Sabres are in here tonight. They're on a six-game losing streak, but not as bad as their losing streak indicates, in the top half of the league and expected goals for percentage and high-danger chances for percentage. Better than Ottawa in both of those spots. Ottawa's losing a lot too. Big defensive advantage for Buffalo. And a big difference in terms of discipline. The Senators can't stay out of the box here. Fifth most penalty minutes this season. Fifth fewest for Buffalo. So if you're looking for an ice dog in a big game, give me the Buffalo Sabres plus 150.
I like it, Joe. We have about a minute left. You're wearing the Dolphins hat today. We've known for a long time that you're a big Tua supporter. Mm-hmm. What are you tied into with bets this year? I mean, do you have Tua MVP? Do you have Dolphins to win the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, stranger things have happened. I think this Dolphins team is probably, you know, similar to the Bengals team last season in terms of talent and whatnot. I think that's a fair comparison. But, you know, I think winning the Super Bowl, getting to the Super Bowl might be too much to ask. But the Dolphins, a plus 250 to win the AFC East, I think that's an all right bet, guys. We know they have a game in hand over the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, you know, they might get caught here this weekend in the Avalanche in Buffalo versus a good running team. And people talk about the Dolphins' upcoming schedule, how it's difficult. It's not ideal, but, you know, they got the Texans, the 49ers, who I think are overrated. Just one game above 500 with some really ugly losses. The Chargers kind of hanging on by a thread. Buffalo in Buffalo. Let's see how Tua does in the cold. That's another test he has to pass. And then you get the Packers on Christmas Day, and then you close out the Patriots and Jets. So, yeah, I think plus 250, they're leading the division today. I think that's worth a look. If the Dolphins can get into the playoffs, win a game, and Tua can stay healthy, that's a major win
for that team this season. Yep. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at JTF Oz, and he hosts Chasing That Paper, presented by Vegas Insider. Great spot today, Joe. Thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Good luck to you, and good luck to all the listeners out there.
Yep. Thanks, Joe. Well
done. Up next, we had some odd movement in an NFL market we'll explain coming up. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, Bet Rivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has great football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
I find some of the movement in NFL, particular NFL markets, to be a little strange or peculiar at certain times of the year. I don't get it. I don't understand why they move like this. And I'll bring up a perfect example for you here on the show. If you go back to a week ago, when Sauce Gardner was around even money to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Well, that was like going into the bye week, right? So, and the Seahawks had to play a game over in Germany, which is going to be a showcase game. Everybody was going to be able to watch it against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Well, when you go back and look at the overall numbers before that game, you know, I think a lot of people just assume, well, you know, Sauce Gardner is the best rookie in the league because we hear about it so many times because there's a lot of Jets fans who are in the national media. So there's always going to be this narrative to like Sauce is going to be the best. He's a very good player. Again, I need to preface it by saying that he's awesome. But this is a good tweet from, and again, it's Seahawk Nerd on Twitter. So that I'll tell you where this person's coming from. But as they tweeted out a week ago, we need to clear some things up here for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Tariq Woolen, 4 INTs, more than Sauce Gardner. 2 fumble recoveries to 0 for Sauce Gardner. 1 touchdown allowed. One touchdown scored on a pick 6, 0 for Sauce Gardner. 54.2 passer rating allowed compared to 69.1 passer rating allowed for Sauce Gardner. So that kind of tells you a story about, you know, that's not the be-all end-all, but those are some pretty impressive categories that the kid was leading Sauce Gardner in. And yet, Sauce is even money, and Tariq Woolen was where he was at to win the award. And then you fast forward to where we're at today, and keep in mind, again, the Jets were on a bye week, so Sauce did not play a game. Woolen did, and he had an INT. So it goes from that to this next tweet, where after that INT, Tariq Woolen joined Casey Hayward and Earl Thomas as the only player since 2010 to have at least 5 INTs in their first 10 career games.
Yeah.
And they point out at NFL Rookie Watch, the kid is elite. Well, what happened in the market? He has the INT. Gardner has a bye week. Gardner goes from even money to minus 170. What the hell am I missing?
I know.
Right?
I understand your frustration. Yes. It's bizarre. It's kind of like what happened with Pierce and Walker. Walker did nothing. Pierce had a good game, and nothing happened.
That's exactly right.
And it was right. But we're running out of time here as far as games, though, too.
And is it because the Seahawks lost? Is that a reason why?
I don't get it. Now, the other thing, with these odds, and I know he's a great player, and I've been touting him since Cincinnati.
He's very, very good.
Two of the biggest plays of the season went his way. He held or interfered with Sutton in the biggest fourth down play against Denver, and he was all over Davis on the bomb. The guy's getting star treatment. He's played 10 games.
Yeah.
9 games.
Half of one season he played. It was like...
He didn't even turn around on one of them.
On either one of them, and he's basically doing the horse collar on Courtland Sutton. Oh, great coverage from Sauce. Oh, you're blind all of a sudden? Okay, great. Full disclosure, yes, I'm holding Tariq Woolen at 200-1 to win the award. So you know the angle that I'm... I just don't understand it, though. It's weird to me, if that makes any sense. I mean, I hope it does, because I don't... Is it because he's playing on the Jets? Is it because they're a winning team? Well, so are the Seahawks. And they've been a great story all year long.
They have been. No, good races here. You know, peculiar, though. Excellent point. The other thing, too, how about this tweet from Adam Chernoff? Seahawks, their offense against top 16 defenses, 7, 17, 16 points, average 250 yards per game. Seattle's offense against bottom 16 defenses, 27, 48, 32, 19, 37, 27, 31, average of 450 yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
It's been night and day.
I'll keep that in mind when they play bad teams then.
Right. Certainly Tampa contained him as well. I know there was a couple big turnovers, but Tampa shut him down for the most part too.
You know, we also, because of what happened this past week, Vikings won. Very impressive win. Miracle how it got there, but that doesn't really mean much when it comes to the coach of the year market. And then the Eagles lost on Monday night. So I'll give you two examples. At DraftKings right now, Nick Sirianni is still even money to win coach of the year. Kevin O'Connell at the Vikings is around 4-1. Here at Circa, it's slightly different. Nick Sirianni is now plus 245, and Kevin O'Connell is plus 320. How about that shift here at Circa? What you're looking at on the screen, if you're watching the show, is DraftKings again. Big difference there.
Yeah.
And so now, and O'Connell is ahead of Brian Daboll. Should he be?
Yes. Yes. Well, I think they're also basing that on the schedule, because it's gonna, who's going to get the one seed? I just thought it was a foregone conclusion. It was going to be Philly. I still think they'll get the one seed, but no one expected Minnesota to win in Buffalo, you know, before the Allen mess. But how they're pulling these games out, and the Eagles are suddenly vulnerable. Now the Colts game's no gimme. And so, you know, they still should have beat Washington. They beat themselves in horrible officiating. But I still think Philly gets to 14 wins, and he's going to get it. But Minnesota, that's a fascinating part of this. This great story that the 8-1 record, your underdogs at home. But five of the next six are at home, and the only road game's in Detroit.
Yeah.
You don't go outside till late December.
And maybe this is real. And maybe if they overtake the Eagles as the one seed.
Yeah, they've already tied the record. 7 in a row, 1 score.
Right.
Right.
You're looking at the guy who with a realistic shot here. Again, yeah. They lost all these games last year.
They did.
It was a mess.
Yep, they're just like the Raiders. Raiders flipped it. Raiders won all of them. Now the Raiders are losing all the close
games. That's exactly
games.
Right.
Right.
And because of what happened now in that game against Buffalo, Justin Jefferson is your new shortest shot on the board to win the Offensive Player of the Year.
I don't like this. Only quarterbacks can win the MVP now. That's where we're at.
I hate that. I think it's silly.
I mean, come on. Yep. Where's Miami without Hill? What's their record without Tyreek Hill? He makes everything go.
I love that point, Paul.
Come on.
Love that point.
They're under 500 if they don't have Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I need to point this out, too, because you bet that, right? Tyreek is going to set the record.
No,
for...
I recommended it because we're not allowed to bet at DraftKings.
Okay. Right.
But that's, yes.
So this is under the radar. Justin Jefferson is actually averaging more yards per game receiving than Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, so Miami had the... Yes.
Hill doesn't get the bye until this week, and the Vikings and Jefferson already had the bye. So he's averaging like 117, 118 a game. That would be... Imagine if he's the guy who goes over 2,000 yards. And you actually said this on Monday. You think Jefferson should be in the MVP mix.
I say yes, I do. Come on. Kirk Cousins is still Kirk Cousins. But with the coaching and that you have that, come on, with the play he made on 4th and 18.
It's the most impressive play of the year.
How many of these passes, right? How many of these times are the guys wide open?
The only problem.
I mean, that's a little bit of Tua, too. I mean, Hill's wide open.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yep.
So who gets the credit? Well, you certainly have to protect the quarterback. But if the wide receiver can't throw the ball to himself, if he's wide, it bothered me going back to Randy Moss. 1 year Moss, I think he was only the second player in history to do it at the time. He averaged 100 yards and a touchdown for a season. Per game.
Yep.
Not even in the discussion.
Well, I mean, truly, who was like the MVP his rookie season? That wasn't right. Cunningham was amazing. And he was smart because he just said, I have Randy Moss. Hey, I'm going to throw it deep 7 times a game.
Yeah. Moss opened everything up.
The biggest game changer as a rookie ever in the sport.
Yeah. And a great running game, offensive line. Robert Smith was great, Carter. But, that's a good point. But that's I think too much of this where it's just, okay, well, look at this. Well, it's Allen, Mahomes, or Hurts. No, it shouldn't be that way.
No, I think, like, last year, Kupp should have gotten more respect for that season.
Yeah.
He was the MVP of the team and not Matthew Stafford. Here you go. Time now for your pro tip of the hour. When it comes to coaches, not trends that you're betting on necessarily, tendencies. Tomlin is a dog, 48-26 ATS, 65%. Pittsburgh plus 4.5 this week.
There you go. And Joe Osborne also made a great point about these quarter stuffs and periods. And you can get on these sick streaks and sick runs, and not many people know about it. Because it's definitely under the radar. Like, who's looking at third quarter NBA, right?
Right.
But like he mentioned Ottawa, the Ottawa Buffalo. Ottawa, goal in the first 10 in a row. Vancouver, 16-1 to the over in the first period. That's a goal and a half.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing twos out there, but that's...
You can call it what you want. I understand if you want to call some of this stuff a trend, that's fine. But it's more than just that. I mean, again, it comes down to how good coaches are, how they... That thing with the Warriors in the third quarter was just...
That's coaching.
You know what it is? It's also like Alabama in the first quarter and the first half there for a couple of years.
And you can't tell me what's going on with the Lakers isn't coaching. They're awful ATS first quarter and third quarter.
Sure.
Well, what do you think that's it? That is?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What do you think the Golden State thing was?
When teams come out of the gates and they're horrible compared to teams that come out of the gates when they're really, really good, there's something to it.
How about the Arizona Cardinals in the first quarter?
Mm-hmm.
That's coaching. You can't script plays? You can't do anything on offense?
Right. Everybody does that. They script 15 plays. Bam, that's when we're going to be at our best. Well, the exact opposite with a team like that. Up next, Mike Palm's going to join us in studio from Circa Sports. We will get into, he's very good betting soccer. We'll get into some of his betting tips for the World Cup, what kind of limits they're going to take here at Circa, and what's more likely to happen with the committee in the college football rankings. Maybe two Big Ten teams, TCU gets in, Pac-12 makes an appearance there with USC, all coming up here on VSiN.
It's game time, baby!
And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook!
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.